Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion 2:7. The main question concerning this Mishnah is if one may eat inside his sukkah while his table is located outside of the sukkah. And the concern is that if one would be eating like that, he's liable to take his head outside the sukkah, putting it towards the table, and ultimately eat some of that food while not in the sukkah, while leaning over at the table outside of the sukkah. And therefore, we're going to have a discussion about if there's an Isra Durabban on such a setup. Now, just to understand the Mishnah, you got to make sure you have the picture straight in your head. The way they used to eat in the time of the Mishnah was kind of lounging on a couch, like a chaise longue. So they're reclining on a couch, almost lying down. And they would have a separate table on which, like, say, the tray with their food is placed. So you could be kind of, and you would kind of lean over to get to your food. Okay? So the Mishnah says, Misha hayaroshav rubo basuka. If a person were sitting or lying in such a way that the majority of his body, including his head, were inside of the sukkah, vishulchano basocha bayis, but the table wasn't inside the sukkah, the table from which he's eating. Now the words of the Mishnah are, the table was inside the house. The fact that the table is in the house is not important at all. It could be anywhere. The point is, it's just not inside the sukkah. And just the way it was set up typically was that directly outside the house was the sukkah, and therefore if the table wasn't in the sukkah, it was back in the house. But that's not the essential point at all. So in such a setup, Beishamai poslin uveizhil machshirin. Beishamai say it's invalid, and Beishil say it is yes valid. Now, the problem with this is it's not appropriate to describe an act like that as being valid or invalid. It would be appropriate to say such a sukkah is valid or invalid. But if one's talking about the act of eating inside the sukkah, he would have to say something along the lines of yatza velo yatza. He has fulfilled or not fulfilled his obligation to eat in the sukkah. And therefore, when the Gemara gets done with this, we actually have a chsuri mechsra, that we say there's some missing words here, and actually what's happening is there are two separate cases being considered in the Mishnah. The first case is the case of what we'll call the sukkah gadola, the big sukkah, where the sukkah is arbitrarily big. It's plenty big. The situation just is that the table happens to be not inside the sukkah. And the question is, can one eat in such a sukkah? And the answer is, at least according to Beis Shammai, no way. We're afraid you might come to lean outside the sukkah and eat from the table while your head is out of the sukkah. And therefore, there's a din d'rabbanan, nothing doing. You may not eat in such a sukkah in that way. You must bring the table inside the sukkah. The second topic to consider in the Mishnah is if a sukkah is kosher, if it's not big enough to hold the majority of a person's body, including his head, and a table. And that would be 7x7 tefachim, meaning a person, most of his person as well as his head, can fit in a 6x6 tefach sukkah, but if you want to have a small table in as well, you have to extend it to being 7x7 tefachim. The question is a sukkah that you can fit in because it's 6x6, but your table can't fit in because it's not 7x7, is that kosher as a sukkah? And there, Beis Shammai say no, it's an invalid sukkah, whereas Beis Hillel say yes, it is a valid sukkah. Now, according to the Bar Tanura, and we're going to stick to the Bar Tanura for right now, these two cases really are being noveya, they are ramifications of the same single issue. The same single issue is there a din d'rabbanan which says you can't have a setup where we're afraid you might come to eat outside of your sukkah because the table can't be in there? And that being the case, the way to read the Mishnah is case number one, Misha hayarosh of ruva b'sukkah v'shulchan b'socha bayis. If a person was sitting in his sukkah in such a way that the majority of his body and his head were inside the sukkah, but the shulchan, the table from which he's eating, is still out of the sukkah, back in the house. So in that case, Beis Shammai says, you're not yotzi. Even though you're eating inside a sukkah, Beis Shammai says, Midraban, you're not yotzi, because that's not acceptable, because a dindraban lets you come to put your head outside the sukkah. And Beis Hillel omrim yatza. Beis Hillel says, yes, you are yotzi. That is acceptable. And that's the case of a sukkah, regardless of how big it is. The issue is just having the table outside of the sukkah. The second consideration is when it comes to small sukkahs, ones that simply cannot hold a person's body, a majority, as well as his head, plus the table, meaning it's not 7x7, it's just 6x6. And in that scenario, Beis Shammai poslin. Beis Shammai says such a sukkah is invalid. I don't care that you're sitting there in fetal position inside your sukkah and you're sleeping that way. No, 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 it's too small. Sukkahs must be 7x7, or ultimately people will come to eat outside the sukkah because they can't fit their table inside the sukkah. And Beis Hillel machshir, and Beis Hillel say, yes, it's acceptable. A sukkah of that size, as long as it's 6x6, it's okay. Now, What's fascinating is this is one of the six cases in Shas where the halacha follows Beis Shammai. Okay? So we'll learn, like the Bar Tanura, that there's one issue at hand here, and we'll say the din is going to be that your sukkah A must be at least 7x7 tefachim on a side, or it's too small and it's not kosher as a sukkah. Even though mid'oraisa, a sukkah could be 6x6, because you can fit inside that majority of your body and your head. But Beis Shammai requires 7x7, lest you can't put your table in and you come to eat outside the sukkah. According to most people, that means that if you're in a 6x6 sukkah, you'd be yilti midoraisa, but you're not yilti midorabban. Although Tosfos learns that the rabbis actually were okay. They pulled the rug out from under you and said, you don't follow and play by our rules, you're not yilti at all. And we sort of have the power to pull away the doraisa from you. And we say, if your sukkah isn't 7x7, you're not yilti even midoraisa. And second of all, even if your sukkah is big enough, meaning it's 7x7, or even if it's 700x700, tefachim doesn't make a difference. The table from which you're eating must be inside of the sukkah, or you're not yotzi, and that also is the din lahalacha. We'll have the story in a second to corroborate that, but just to make sure we're clear on the case here. We're not talking about a scenario where, let's say, you're throwing a party in your sukkah, and you have a lot of people coming, so everyone just has chairs, and you have a buffet back in the house, and the food's on the table out in a buffet inside the house, and everyone's eating on chairs in the sukkah. So therefore, you have a scenario where you have the table inside the house, and people sitting eating inside the sukkah. That's not going to be a problem. That's not going to be a problem. The problem is based on the setup, the way Chazal ate their meals. The problem is that you're eating from a table directly and therefore are liable to lean out of the sukkah. In the case of the buffet, that's no one's leaning their face over the table, the buffet serving table. It's not an issue. Okay, now the mission's not done. It has a story here to corroborate this, and here's how it goes. It says, Amru lehen beis shammai. I'm sorry. It says, Amru lehen beis hil le beis shammai. So beis hil say to beis shammai is an attempted proof to show that they're right. Lo kachai amaisa, didn't this very event happen? Shahalchu ziknei beis shammai u ziknei beis hil levaker es Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachorani, that the elders of both the schools of beis shammai and beis hil both went to visit this fellow, this Rav, Yochanan ben Hachorani, umatzuuhu shahaya yoshev roshev rubo sukka, and he was sitting in the way this mission is discussing, that the majority of his body and his head were inside the sukkah. V'shulchano b'socha bayis, but the table was out of the sukkah back in his house. V'lo amru lo davar. And says Beis Hillel, you see, the ziknei Beis Shammai didn't make a peep. They never objected to that. And since they didn't object, it must be they didn't think it was a problem. And therefore, you see, he was yotzi. So therefore, Beis Shammai, even you must agree to us that your elders held this was an acceptable way to eat. But Beis Shammai rejected. They say, Amru lehen Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai respond, Misham Raya, you want to bring a proof from that story? You got the story wrong. Of him, Amru lo. Just the opposite is what happened. They objected, and they told him so. And they said to him, Im ken hayisa noheg, they said, the elders of Beis Shammai said to this Rav, if that's how you've eaten, Im kach hayisa noheg, if that's the way you arrange yourself, and you eat with a table outside your sukkah, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. Again, according to most, that means at least midorabanan, because of the din derabanan, but it's very possible that it would be even midoraisa, according to Tosfos, that the rabbis say, if you don't follow the rules and do it our way, we're not giving you the mitzvah, we have the power to sort of uproot, even from Hashem, so to speak. And that's halacha. Halacha is like Beis Shammai. It is interesting. There are those who learn there are actually two separate issues at hand here, not one. In other words, according to the Bar Tanura, it's one issue, and therefore the halacha is like Beis Shammai in both counts. That a sukkah must be 7x7, and the table must be inside. There are those who learn that the halacha follows Beis Shammai only in the issue of the table being outside. But Beis Hillel, who holds that the issue is Beis Hillel held a 6x6 sukkah is okay, the halacha would be like Beis Hillel in that scenario. But in any case, the halacha is not like that at all. The halacha is you need to have 7x7 and the table from which you're eating be inside of your sukkah.